It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole. Michael Williams, your host, bringing you the best of golf and golf lifestyle week after week. This week is no different. We had the RBC Heritage at Harbortown down there in Hilton Head, one of my very favorite places there. It's very popular with the tour players. It's very popular with all players who've had the opportunity to visit there. It is by far my favorite Pete Dye course in the world. It is full of that southern low country hospitality in South Carolina. It's just a great destination. Joining us to talk about it is John Farrell, who is one of the big mucky mucks down there at Sea Pines. And he's going to talk to us about the golf, the tournament. He does everything with the setup there. He knows all the players. He knows exactly what happens, the ins and outs and particulars of that event every single year after year. And he also knows how to make the best of your visit to that wonderful destination when you get there. So I'm scheduled to get my second shot in a couple of days, so I'm really excited about maybe doing some limited travel this spring and summer to see a couple of things. And I know that some of you are too, like planning some travel, getting out, playing some golf and some great destinations. So one of your first stops should be Sea Pines Hilton Head. So without further ado, let's just step aside, take a break. When we come back, we'll have Sea Pines and the whole crew. Okay, let's go get a beverage, come right back. We'll be here. Michael Williams, 19th hole, golf, WRX. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. And we just saw one of my favorite events, the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head. The wonderful, wonderful Pete Dye course down there at Harbortown. It's just, the pros love it. And when you go and see that event, when you spend some time there, you'll see why all the pros love to have that event. It's like the perfect place to decompress after that crazy pressure cooker of Augusta National. And even players who don't play at Augusta love to come play at Harbortown, because everybody feels, I think everybody is sort of working out, is exercising their golf muscles for the first time in the season, really, on that first major of the year at Augusta. And it's tiring, it's exhausting to watch it, to be there, to play in it, certainly. And then you have this wonderful event on this just classic golf course I'm not a South Carolina native. My mother and father are from South Carolina. So you have that whole thing, that wonderful South Carolina low country thing going on. So it all combines to make one heck of an event. Joining me now is somebody who makes all of that possible, not only tournament week, but week after week after week, every day of the year. He is the director of sports operations, which includes golf, at Sea Pines. Please welcome back to the 19th hole, my good friend, Big John Farrell. Johnny boy, what's going on?
Hey, Michael. Everything's great. We're kind of winding down after a really exciting week that was absolutely fantastic. The 53rd playing of the RBC Heritage, presented by Boeing here at Harbortown in Sea Pines. We couldn't have written a better script. It was just wonderful.
Yeah, and Stuart Sink coming through as your winner was really kind of unexpected. I don't know how many people had him on DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever you might use to place down a penny on a golfer. But I didn't have him even on my radar, much less on my leaderboard, and he comes through and wins. How cool was it to see that guy at his age and his style of play come through and beat guys like DJ and all the other young bombers that are out there? The crowd must have been, well, the crowd, as it were, must have been thrilled.
The crowd loved it, and what was really nice, it came as no surprise to me, just because I've known Stuart for a long time. It's his third win here, so obviously he's very comfortable here. We only have one other three-time winner, and we have one five-time winner. And Davis has won five times, and Hale Irwin has won three. So he's our second three-time winner, and really he's been in fine form. It's his second win of this year. And he's very fit, and he's very happy. Everything's going good on and off the golf course. His family was here, which was really a big part of the story, having his son Reagan on the bag. It was made for great television. And, you know, we're a family-style resort, so to see the family coming down the stretch with their arms around one another was really, really great television.
Yeah, it really was. It was a perfect sort of advertisement, as you say, or visual to represent what golf is about, the tour is about, and what Sea Pines is all about. How was the course playing this year? Because you've had two of these events inside of, what, 6 months, 7 months? How was the course?
We had June. Last June was...
Was it June?
Okay. On Bermuda grass, which is traditionally a much softer surface. And we had cooler temps this year, which means we have firmer, faster conditions, what we like. We had no wind to speak of, and that's why we produced a 19 underscore. But it was much firmer and faster than June. The greens were outstanding, and the player, you know, that's I'm biased, of course, but our players, and the ones I've had relationship with through the years, and the caddies as well, they all share with me. They're very candid, and they said they've never seen it any better. It's just been fantastic. So, hats off to our superintendent and his team, Jonathan Wright, and it was just great. The players loved it, and you love hearing from them because they see the best all the time. So it was really neat to hear their feedback.
And we saw some limited fan base there. What was the protocol here? How much of a capacity did you have? Because in a normal year, the place is packed out, and you have the hospitality tents and the whole thing. What was the protocol for spectators?
Traditionally, 25,000 is the ballpark sellout number, and this year we capped it at 5,000 as required by the tour.
Right.
And we did sell out every day, and they all came out every day. So it was well attended, and it felt great to have the fans back out. You know, people say, was it nice not having fans? And I say quickly, no. I love having the fans here, enjoying it and celebrating the heritage. It's such a family event. There's generations of players that come, their families that come and enjoy it. You see the thing, Michael, is when you see all the fresh paint and the new plantings and landscaping, all the people preparing, the whole community just gets so excited to embrace the event and support the event. So it's great to have the fans back out.
Yeah, indeed. We're talking to John Farrell. He's down at Sea Pines. I'm here in D.C., and you're listening to The 19th Hole. I am Michael Williams, your host. The resort now, let's talk a little bit about the place with the golf course. Look, by far, my favorite Pete Dye course that I've ever been on. And I haven't been on Sawgrass. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but I think even just looking at it, my favorite course still, if I had a chance to play that, would still be that Harbortown course. I think it's just a perfect chessboard, you know, and it's an opportunity. You can see it. It's an opportunity for all types of players to win. If you're doing the thing that you do the best that you can do it, you have an opportunity to put up a score there. And no matter how far you hit it, you know, if you're not hitting it straight, you're not going to win. You're not going to be in contention. You see it every day. Talk to me a little bit about what makes that course really special.
Well, much like you described, but it's more of a, you know, it's more of the Fenway Park, Wrigley Field kind of thing. It's not, we're a smaller ballpark. We're not 7,500 yards. We're 69 to 71-ish. and depending on where they put the tees. And you know what's really a great testament is when we talked about closing the golf course for a renovation, it was not about changing shot values. It was purely from an agronomic standpoint. The golf course needed to be upgraded with our turf conditions. And a great number of the tour players called, unsolicited calls saying, hey, please don't tinker with the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And those were their words. And these are some of the household name guys who called and said, please don't take a blank canvas and do this over.
Right.
Protect the integrity of the design. Because it's unique to them. It's not about getting up there and who can hit it the furthest. That's quite the opposite. It's much more cerebral. We're brains versus brawn. You got to shape shots. You got to leave it in the right spots. You got to use strategy. 18 times you have to think.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to hear Stewart talk about that when he finished. And then again in the locker room afterwards, he was very candid about it. He and his son, they had a plan. And they stayed loyal to the plan. And that's what it requires here. You really need to think your way around the golf course. And the players love that. They love being challenged in that unique way.
Yeah, I love the analogy that you use of the small ball ballparks, the classic ballparks, where it's not necessarily, I mean, you can swing for the fences, but you end up hitting ground balls and giving somebody a one or two hitter. But if you understand that it's all about hitting doubles and not trying to hit a five-run home run every time, you're going to do well. You're going to do plenty of damage. The course, Pete Dye, and when was the last time Pete Dye was there and on that course? Do you remember? You got a Pete Dye story for us about the course?
So he was very engaged when he was here, when he was well. He was not well there for a couple of years at the end, but when he was here, he was still so engaged. He would walk the golf course in his 80s. He'd walk it forwards, he'd walk it backwards, and he would share what his thoughts were. And we were careful not to, and he agreed. I got to see him when he redid our Heron Point golf course, which is now Pete Dye's signature golf course. But so I got to see and hear the way he thinks. He always advocated for all ability levels, which I really enjoyed. And he had great respect for his wife's opinion. And watching them together was one of the great joys of my professional life, is to see the way they spoke to one another and how he revered her and she him, and the way they spoke about shot values and about ladies' abilities and where to make sure the golf course was suitable for women. He was genius. He was gifted. It was divinely inspired, his gift and his ability to build. He was more of a course builder, or as much a course builder as he was an architect, I think, because he'd be out there in the trenches, Michael, and he would be out there moving dirt himself, and he was such a visionary. He could picture it. He wanted you to be a little bit off balance. He wanted you to have to think things through. And watching it in person, up close and personal, was a great treat for me throughout the years.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, what an opportunity to work with, a legend with a capital L. You know, like Pete Dye.
Yeah.
That's really something on what I think is his masterpiece. The course, though, it's one of those masterpieces. That's what we love about the game. It's available for everyone to come and experience. We've been through this whole year plus of COVID-19 and quarantines and limited travel and forbidden travel. Where are we now with the resort? Are we taking in guests? Are bookings?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are, and we're back. You know, we're open. And we're welcoming guests. We are being very careful still. We're masking inside buildings. When we're outside, we're not. We're doing social distancing when we can. We're disinfecting golf club or golf carts and things of that nature. But we are open, and we're very busy, thankfully. And we are just being very careful and cautious to the best of our ability, just like everybody else is. And the demand for golf is at unprecedented levels. I mean, people really aren't traveling to go see grandkids or going to Europe or going on cruises or going to the theater or to tailgate at football games and things of that nature. So what they're doing is they're playing a lot of golf, and that's much to our delight, because we're happy to accommodate and have them here. So our demand for our golf courses is very high, not just here, but all those courses that are open. are experiencing the same high demands, and it's been wonderful. We're really, really, really happy about it. And today's the first day we've opened. Yesterday we remained closed after the Heritage so that we could get network broken down and get all the rope and stake and trucks and tents and trailers, etc., all off the golf course so that we could make sure that these people who are coming here today get the same treatment that the PGA Tour players had.
Nice. And that's been my experience. You know, you go, you play the golf course, and when we played it together, the it felt and looked and was groomed almost exactly like the you see it during PGA Tour week when it's there. So that's kind of gratifying too, that it's not an apples and oranges type of thing. You're getting what you've seen on TV. Having said that, there is a bunch of other super high quality golf to be played there. It's not just about the Pete Dye course. You want to roll through the other offerings that you have there on site?
Yeah, so we're right now, for years and years, I used to get phone calls from people in the industry and friends, et cetera, who called and say, hey, can you get me on Harbortown? Can you get me on Harbortown? Now the question has changed to, hey, get me on any one of your golf courses in Sea Pines. And Harbortown gets the international TV audience every year, but Atlantic Dunes, which Davis Love designed for us, is just outstanding. It's rated the number one new course in the country when it opened. It's been so well received. There's a playability to it. There's a memorability to it. A lot of shot values out there. It's a great compliment to Harbortown and Heron Point. The reason is Harbortown's average green size is, you know, 3,000 to 3,500 square feet. You go to Atlantic Dunes and you're talking 6,000 and 7,000 square foot greens.
Wow.
So it's a different golf experience, but just as memorable. It's got a good ocean view on the 15th hole that goes out to the water. It's just, Davis really nailed it. He and his team, including his brother and Scott Sherman, the architect of note, did a wonderful job with Atlantic Dunes. And that's not just my opinion, that's the customer telling us that by their patronage. They're out there and they're enjoying it. And then we have the other bit, the Dye Golf Course, which is Heron Point. And we don't have one budget for Harbortown and a different budget for Atlantic Dunes and Heron. We're putting the resources into all three and having people walk away saying, wow, that's the best we've seen.
Yeah.
And that's our goal.
Yeah.
You don't want them to just see it on TV and have it, you know, but that one week is very important. I'm not going to ignore that, but so are all these other weeks. So we're just as excited about hosting the regular play as we are with PGA Tour players.
We're talking to John Farrell at Sea Pines Resort. Michael Williams, your host here on the 19th hole. So bookings are available. People can get down there and play. The best thing to do is to get on the website and get some information and get some reservations, right? Where can people find you on the web?
www.seapines.com. And you can find all the information you need there to get reservations. You can get lodging reservations. Our culinary team is expecting you too. So we can handle it all via our website.
Okay, perfect. And I wanted to ask you, because I don't know about this one specifically, golf school, because a lot of people are taking these destinations now to go to golf school. You have a functioning golf school down there too, right?
Well, we have a golf learning center now, which is a standalone building on the practice facility at the Plantation Golf Club here in Sea Pines. And it's got 5 full-time teaching professionals, all nationally ranked, really good guys. I mean, Tim Cook is our director of instruction. He's just such a great guy. He loves the game, passionate about the game, and a lot of things that they take on the personality of their leader. And Tim is such a great leader. His teaching pros are all golf enthusiasts who really have people walking away saying, man, I can't wait to play more. And we do have schools, and that information is also accessible via our website. And we have private instruction. We've been limited on clinics just because of the group. We've been trying to avoid close grouping.
Right, of course.
Because of COVID.
Of course.
We're hoping Memorial Day and this summer we're going to get a little bit more relaxed. That maybe change to have a 3-to-1 ratio versus a 5 or 6 people clinic. We might have a 3 in-person clinic where social distancing is a little easier to accomplish. But our golf learning center is a really fun, a fun, energetic place.
Perfect, because I can't think of a better place to learn how to play golf or to sharpen your skills than this place. And you get to take those skills out and try them out on those three magnificent golf courses. I mean, that's like the perfect test track, you know, for what you just learned. So I highly recommend people sort of book some of that instruction at that golf learning center when you go down and experience these great golf courses. And it also help work off some of the calories that you're going to consume in those unbelievable restaurants and pubs that you have there.
Yeah,
so
we enjoyed one together. I mean, but also the tennis, our tennis programs, you know, our director of tennis is a former number one player in the world, Stan Smith, who U.S. Open and Wimbledon champion, and he's not by name alone. He's here. He's on court. And he runs an academy for us here. It's very successful. And, you know, it's not uncommon for people to say, Stan Smith's on your court. You look right over there, and there's Stan out there with the kids on the court. He is, and one of the finest gentlemen. He's celebrating 50 years of an association and a partnership with us here in Sea Pines. He's been 50 consecutive years. He's been our teaching and our lead tennis ambassador for the resort.
Wow. Okay, so here's the next thing. When I come down, and surely you know that I'm coming down, right? When travel is good. I get my second shot next week, and then I am I will be unleashed upon the world again a little bit. So I plan to come to South Carolina and come see you. So we'll play some golf together. We'll grab a beverage together. And the other thing that we got to do is I'm going to get another pair, because Stan Smith was my favorite player when I was a kid. I remember him winning Wimbledon in 1972. You can tell him that I said that and pulled that immediately, okay? So I'm going to go get myself a brand new pair of Stan Smiths so that they can be signed by Stan Smith. Can we make that happen?
You bet. He'd be happy to do it. Still the number one selling shoe in the history of Adidas sports wear.
Exactly. It's a legend. There's a whole documentary about the shoe and Stan Smith. I've seen it. It's unbelievable. Okay, so we're going to be busy. So, you know, just don't plan to do a whole lot more when I'm down there, okay? We got stuff to do.
I'm in.
Beautiful. But man, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's busy for you in the weeks surrounding the tournament, not just tournament week. So I really appreciate the time. Love Sea Pines. Pretty fond of you too. Can't wait to see you in person, okay?
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for including me.
You got it. That is my boy John Farrell down there at Sea Pines in South Carolina. The resort is it's just a cool place for your family. It's got this pure golf resort thing, but it's wrapped up in the southern hospitality, so it's comfortable. It's a comfortable thing. You can do the pure golf thing, but you also settle into the food, the cuisine, the genuine just politeness and friendliness of people. You get used to it, and you miss it when you leave. The weather, of course, and just the scenery. With the sound there, you got Calabogie Sound and the ocean. There's just so much to appreciate there. You're going to make it a regular stop, just like the tour players, too, once you get down there for the first time. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole, golf, WRX. That's it, and that's all for this edition of the 19th Hole, boys and girls. You can find this show and all the great podcasts on Golf WRX on the aforementioned golfwrx.com. You can also find me on social media, where I'll tell you, at Instagram, it's Michael Williams TV. On Twitter, it's Michael on TV. Hit us up. Let me know what you're thinking, how you're feeling, you know, any of that stuff. I'm ready to chat, okay? DM me, and we'll talk, we'll have coffee. It'll be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we do it all for you. Hope you enjoyed this show, and we'll come back for another next week. Until then, go out, hit some balls, play some golf, hit them straight. But as I have been saying and will continue to say, don't count the days, make the days count. Michael Williams, 19th hole, golf, WRX.